everybody, and welcome to episode 363 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. I am your host, Mark Vigenez, and today I will be reviewing the anime Claymore. I've talked about this maybe a few times in the past, I know at least once, and I just recently finished it. I have yet to start the new season, which is crazy, but I'm just trying to get through Persona 5 and be done with it and move on, and I just want to put all my focus into that. Which I'm waiting to do another podcast about until I finish it. But I will say, if you follow me on Twitter, you should. If you don't, at PX Sausage. I've taken a turn on the game, and I'm not feeling so hot about it anymore. But yeah, I'll get to that in a future episode. And I will also say, playing a little bit more of the Switch, tried it in docked mode, felt really, really uncomfortable putting it in the dock, given the potential scratch issues, and it did not feel good putting it in the dock. So, I don't know if I have a faulty dock that is, like, prone to doing that, because I think it was something with the manufacturing of certain docks. Or maybe I'm just, because of the paranoia, I'm feeling like it's messed up, but I don't feel like it's as smooth as I was led to believe. But I did that so I could just see what it looks like on the TV. I agree that the OS would be greatly benefited from being in 1080p. And somewhat to my surprise, in my few minutes using it, I think the comfort grip, which is the controller thing that lets you put in the two Joy-Con controllers on each side. Some people call it the dog controller or dog thing. I didn't really like the way it felt in use. I thought it felt fine in my hands when I wasn't actually playing a game with it. But when I actually tried to use it and play a game with it, it did not feel as good as using the Joy-Cons when attached to the actual tablet, the actual console itself. And I have yet to try a Pro controller, but I have no doubts that is a more comfortable experience than the comfort grip. But I do still think that the Joy-Con controllers attached to the console, that they feel pretty good. I don't have much of a problem with it. I've gotten used to the placement of the right analog stick, and overall, I like them. I think essentially what would be the bumpers or R1, L1 buttons are a little bit tiny, and I always forget in games that when they're telling me to press those, they mean those buttons and not the triggers. But other than that, yeah, it's been smooth sailing. So, Claymore is an anime based on a manga, and it ran for 26 episodes, one and done, no second season or anything like that. It wrapped up when the manga was still ongoing, which I'll talk about in my review. But here, I'll give you the synopsis as it's written on my anime list, which I really like. And also, before I get into this, Claymore became my 250th finished series. So this isn't including movies or OVAs or anything like that, just series. It does include shorts, so, you know, the stuff that's like 2 minutes per episode. And it ranges from series that span 13 episodes to 50 plus. But yeah, I hit that milestone, which I know some people who are really, really hardcore anime fans are like, that's nothing. And then there are people like, that's crazy. So I feel good about it. It's a lot of hours of anime, a lot of series, some really bad stuff, but hitting 250 with Claymore was pretty good, because I feel like Claymore is something that is somewhat, I was going to use the word prolific, but that's too grand of a word for it, but it's a thing I think a lot of people have heard of, even if they haven't seen it, and it was pretty good overall, which I'll get to very soon. So, when a shape-shifting demon with a thirst for human flesh, known as a Yuma, arrives in Rocky's village, a lone woman with silver eyes walks into town with only a sword upon her back. She is a Claymore, a being manufactured as half-human and half-Yuma, for the express purpose of exterminating these monsters. After Rocky's family is killed, the Claymore saves his life, but he is subsequently banished from his home. With nowhere else to go, Rocky finds the Claymore, known as Claire, and decides to follow her on her journeys. As the pair travel from town to town, defeating Yuma along the way, more about Claire's organization and her fellow warriors comes to light. With every town cleansed and every demon destroyed, they come closer to the Yuma on which Claire has sought vengeance ever since she chose to become a Claymore. So, this show, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, is very Witcher-esque. I don't know which came first, and I'm not even saying that one was inspired by the other, but there is similarities in this half-being, half-monster, hero, anti-hero, who is looked down upon by society, but is needed by society to defeat the monsters, and they are built similarly to Witchers in that they have very, very light hair. A lot of them have whitish hair, these silver eyes, and have various abilities from healing to super strength, etc. And the thing I like about Claymore is that it really, really takes its time over the course of most of the anime to really flesh out everything in the world, including the world. So it does a great job of world building, of character development, of just getting the viewer, at least in my case, invested in this world and in the people who live in it and wanting to learn more about it and becoming attached to these characters. I really, really not only enjoyed the main cast, but the various side characters who would come in and then subsequently end up not in the show anymore via death or other circumstances. But the problem with the story, though, while it does take its time and the pacing can be slow for some, the action is okay. There are times when it looks pretty good, but then there are times when it's clear that they just, you know, are showing you a still frame and then moving something to let it look like something is moving really quickly or whatever, to make the action seem very, very fast and frenetic while not having to implement a lot of complicated animations, which isn't a huge problem, but it does take away from the visual splendor of it all. But the problem with the story is that while it does take its time for the most of the anime, it does really just kind of ratchet up the speed in the last two or three episodes. It just sort of decides or realizes, hey, we need to start wrapping things up because we only have a few episodes left, and it just throws a lot at you in the very end, and it doesn't lead to a satisfying end, and it just is kind of off-putting. And I think this is because the manga was still ongoing and they had to kind of figure out where to end the story. And when they wrapped up everything, they didn't really end the story. They didn't give a satisfying end to the story that they decided to put into the anime, and they left a lot of things open. I don't feel like much of anything was really closed off, and even though they left everything open, they could have potentially left somewhat of a satisfying ending. That's possible, like with No Game No Life. It's left very open in that it's just sort of like, well, this is the end of this arc, and now there's this whole grand world thing that is coming to play. It's sort of like they've defeated this certain set of battles and this kind of area of the map, but now the world is open. It's sort of the way No Game No Life ended the first season. But with Claymore, it ends in a way that's just sort of like, okay, she got her vengeance, kind of, but not really. And I guess she, you know, you can think of it, oh, she's just going to move on and live her life like a normal person. And then you have these other people like, well, they'll just keep doing what they're doing. This one, they'll just move on and maybe, you know, rebuild and, you know, all this crap is going to happen all over again. Who knows? I don't know, because everything is open and you'll never get an end unless you read the manga, which is something I really want to do. I do want to check out the manga now that I've finished the series and really enjoyed it overall. I enjoy the characters, the writing, the story, the world. Another annoying thing about the end is that at the very, very end, in like the last few minutes, maybe it's because like there's so much of it, it is a very kind of downish anime. It's not a super positive, lighthearted thing. It's a very dark and somewhat depressing series, and the visuals really play into that, in that it's very washed out. There's not a lot of color. It's a lot of cool colors, so a lot of blues and grays and some purples, maybe a little bit of greens here and too, but there's not really a lot of color at all until the last few minutes when they start adding color in the world. I think like one of them eats an apple that's, you know, super bright red and all that. And even the claymores themselves and the other characters start showing more color in themselves. And that may have been the case in the very beginning. I can't remember, because I just felt like I've been seeing so much of this dreariness in the color palette and in the world that I don't remember it ever being anything else. But seeing that at the end was just like, oh man, I wish I got a little bit more time in this world to actually see it, you know, looking so colorful and vibrant and more full of life in any way. I mean, it was just sort of like, oh my God, this world can be beautiful. And now I wish I got to experience some of that beauty. Which may be what they were going for. It's like, hey, you know, now they finally got through this thing that was eating at them this entire time, and things can look a little bit more positive. But really, the way it ended, it's just sort of like, shit, this shit's just gonna happen again. You didn't do anything. Not really. But it's a really, really solid, thoughtful story that it's a lot more mature than a lot of other series. But like I said, it doesn't get super... I can't think of any moment really where it was funny or lighthearted at all, really. And there wasn't any fan service that immediately comes to mind, in part because the way claymores are built, their bodies are transformed because of this half-human, half-yoma thing, so they just don't really... I think they still have the parts, or maybe they just have... This may just sound weird or like gross to some people. They might just still have holes in the right places, but they don't do the same things. Because they're not built the same. They're sort of animalistic because of that monster side of them, which is shown at times when one of the claymores is... they're trying to rape one, and or they want to do like a group rape ish and she's like, well, fine, you want to just do this, go ahead, I don't care. It's not like I have any emotion in that sense, because the claymores are also somewhat emotionless. They do have emotions, but they are much more stoic and in much more control of their emotions, in part because they have to in order to keep the yoma side of themselves at bay, because the yomas that they fight and defeat are former claymores. I think in every case they're former claymores, and the more powerful ones are the ones who were men before, because initially when they were creating these claymores to protect people and all that, they were using men, and then they realized that men were just too... while they were unable to really keep their emotions and everything at check and would transform very quickly, and women were much more adept at, you know, controlling themselves and being able to keep themselves at bay. Though eventually, you know, whether it's in a battle where they have to let some more of that monster side out in order to defeat the other Yoma. They end up becoming one themselves. I don't know. I like the characters. I like Claire. Rocky's okay. Don't like his name so much because it's just Rocky. I think Rocky, but I like the characters. There wasn't anything that really... There's nothing about it that stood out in such a way that I'm like, this is amazing. This is one of the best series I've ever seen. But it's really, really solid. And it's just really, really good from start to finish until... From start to almost finish. You know, those last few episodes did knock it down a point for me just because the ending was not only unsatisfying... Well, that's the second part. It left things, a lot of things open, but it was also just not satisfying in any way. I wasn't satisfied one bit. But the ride beforehand, before those final few episodes, was so good and kept me engrossed the entire time. I think there are people, like I said, that will not enjoy the slower pace. But if you have the time, 26 episodes is not that much, and I think it's streaming on Funimation. I watched it on Blu-ray. I definitely recommend checking it out. I watched it subtitled, but then I went back and checked some of the dub to see how it is. Subtitles great. Love the voice acting for the subtitles as well. But the dub is serviceable. It's a solid dub. There's some voices that are a little bit annoying. I think Rocky's is voiced by an actor who I've heard in too many things, and he doesn't change his voice at all, so he sounds the same and everything. Or I could be thinking of someone else, but I'm pretty sure it's Rocky who I'm thinking of. It's not that problematic, but it is a little bit annoying for me, at least. And then some of the other characters can kind of dip in quality depending on the emotion they're trying to portray. But when they're just speaking normally, most everyone sounds pretty good. And I'm most surprised by the fact that in the dub, a lot of these side characters are smaller characters that are just throwaway, actually sound pretty good. Because I don't want to say a lot of anime, but you know, there are tendencies for these really tiny characters to sound like, oh, you just got the janitor who was out cleaning the hallway, and like, hey, we need someone to do these few lines for this character. And it feels very like that in a lot of anime, but not the case with Claymore. So if you're somebody who likes to watch dubs for whatever reason, whether it's out of necessity or you just prefer dubs over subs, because to each their own, and I will always be a supporter of dubs, even though I prefer subs. It's a solid dub, so watch that if you want. But yeah, Claymore, very, very strong, solid series with a weak finish, which was a bit disappointing. But overall, you know, having 24 really good episodes that just kind of lead to these last two, you're just shoving all this thing down my throat in these last few episodes, and nothing ends either. It's still a really solid series that I think y'all should check out. And yeah, Claymore. That's easy to remember and find. Check it out. And yeah, so it looks decent enough being a 10-year-old series at this point. It's from the spring 2007 season. And now we're in spring of 2017. I don't know what that pause was for, but I paused there for some reason. So that will do it for today's episode. I hope you all enjoyed it. I hope you all enjoy Claymore if you check it out. Once again, I'm your host, Mark Kuznets. Y'all can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, My Anime List, Steam, and all the usual places at PX Sausage. On PSN, I'm The Kush 3. That is The KUSH and the number 3. And on Switch, I have a friend code. You can find it on Pixelated Sausage. Just go to the left side of the site, find my name in the little staff bit, click on it, you'll see my Switch code, which is whatever, bunch of numbers. The site is, of course, PixelatedSausage.com, which I just talked about, where you can find this podcast and other podcasts like Pixelated Radio and the Pixelated Paranormal podcast. And if you like them all, you should definitely go over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to them all, especially this one. And if you don't use iTunes, please do that first, though, you know, because it does help. The show is available on Stitcher Radio, Player FM, Google Play Store, SoundCloud, and all the usual places. And also on the site is the art I do, which if you like and want to see more of, you can go over to pxsart.com and check it out over there. And there you'll see all the art, and you'll get links to where you can pick up prints and all that jazz. And if you'd like to support the site in general, because you just like what we do, you can go over to patreon.com/pxs and support us that away. So, yeah, that will do it for today's show. I don't know what kind of voice I'm doing or why I'm doing this voice. I just sound like I'm in rarity races. I don't know where I'm going with this. I just am slipping in and out of everything. But okay, I'm going to say goodbye now. So adios, everybody. Have a wonderful day. And this is a train wreck. I was like, I'm just going to call it a train wreck in my regular voice. And then I was like, nope, still going with it. Good nightmare. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye. 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 It ain't no lie, baby. Bye-bye.